One was to have 85 additional million gallons of alternative sources developed through the period of the 10 years of the permit, to reduce groundwater withdrawals from 158 million gallons per day, stair-stepping it down to 121 million gallons per day in 2002, at the end of 2002, and 90 million gallons per day by 2007, the end. Ending of the litigation, and the district providing financial assistance to develop some of the alternative sources.
The Southwest Florida Water Management District, known informally as SWIFT MUD, first approved Tampa Bay Water's consolidated water use permit in 1998. Starting in the 1970s, rapid development and the ensuing demand on the local water supply sparked water wars among Pinellas, Pasco, and Hillsborough counties, as well as the cities of Tampa and St. Petersburg. Odessa resident Eileen Hart lives in the vicinity of the disputed well fields. She said she's happy that the permit's getting approved, but she doesn't think enough has been done to replenish water levels in area lakes.
These lakes, because of environmental issues, these lakes, the lakes in that well field should have been augmented by now. There are no houses, there's no anything.
She added she's concerned about what will happen after 2012, when Tampa Bay Water's C.W. Bill Young Reservoir is slated to be out of commission for 2 years to repair major cracks.
If we go into one of these real dry times, and the two droughts that I've lived through out there, the real bad droughts, it's not a repeat of the damage. It's a geometric progression of the damage. So I can see if we get another one of those, if we're not prepared and the environmental issues are not addressed, and then they take the reservoir down and they're going to pump the well fields, we're going to really be in a lot of trouble.
Tampa Bay Water's Warren Hogg said the utility doesn't have specifics on which lakes have recovered, but the overall situation looks better than it did at the height of the water wars.
We have not yet conducted a lot of detailed investigations into the recovery of specific lakes and wetlands, but we're seeing a significant improvement in water levels in lakes and wetlands throughout all 11 well fields since we've come back to 90 million gallons a day. And we've received some average or above average rainfall in recent years. So the accounting is correct. We're seeing great improvements, and we'll continue to assess that over the next 10-year permit term.
The permit is technically the biggest one SWIFT MUD has issued. Richard Owen, who is Deputy Executive Director with SWIFT MUD's Division of Resource Regulation, said phosphate companies constitute the second biggest water use allotment.
Their current permitted quantity is approximately 99 million gallons a day when you look at the individual water use permits that they're combining up under this individual permit. It's a combination of what was previously IMC Global and Cargill Crop Nutrition Companies that comprise Mosaic. Approximately 280,000 acres of land under this water use permit. That's larger than Pinellas County.
Today, the SWIFT MUD Governing Board also heard reports on the state of Tampa Bay's water supply. The area has long been subject to droughts, a trend hydrologic data manager Granville Kinsman said hasn't completely gone away.
You see that the drier than normal area is growing in expanse. And you can see that the 12-month departure is increasing. It's about a little under 4 inches at this point. However, you can see it's still within the normal range. In summary, we've had really good rainfall. It's helped our conditions. The general trends, however, they remain downward. And if this turns out to be just some punctuated blip on the system, we would expect things to start to drop again. And as I said, the official forecasts are for below normal rainfall through the end of the spring.
SWIFT MUD Demand Management Coordinator Lois Sorensen said conditions may be drier than what's ideal, but still not enough to warrant any beefed up water restrictions throughout the area.
Because of some of the lingering effects of the economy, the question that, you know, staff has really been grappling with this month is there enough benefit to outweigh the added burden of additional restrictions at this time? And of course, the other question is there a risk to public health, welfare, and safety at this time? And based especially on the reservoir conditions, there just doesn't seem to be an urgent need to take additional action at this time.